Now we go from those first two laws, you're gonna notice that they're all interconnected. It's kind of hard to separate them because one always brings us back to the other, etc. But now we go into the law of forgiveness. So if we notice anything from those previous two that are out of alignment with the harmony of the universe, we then have a chance to basically course correct. So the law of forgiveness says that we surrender what is out of alignment, and we first have to determine what that means. And I will tell you that the core of the law of forgiveness is resentment. That means that us going back over and over things that were not resolved in our past, that we keep bringing up as a lesson that we don't need to learn over and over again. Not if we want to co-create a unique, inspired, authentic life. We actually have to release ourselves, not about other people, by the way. It's nothing about condoning other people. The law of forgiveness has nothing to do with anybody but you. That we get rid of that burden that we carry around us that prevents us from actually seeing the results of our highest good, because we're consistently sending out the frequency of resentment, right? So then these are buried. So we want to look for those. In other words, what's hiding in the bushes? We want to see, okay, we want to get rid of all these obstacles. What do I need to look at in order for me to understand the law of forgiveness? And the question that we have for homework, it says here, are there any blame, resentments, or judgment of situations or persons, including myself, that I need to release and forgive to open myself up more fully to spirit? And these, by the way, are written exercises for you to do. I mentioned them also in the initial other two videos. So these are not just card pulls. I want you to journal on these as well, too. When you have some time and when you're ready, just give yourself time. You don't have to do it all in one evening, all right? Okay, so let's ask about that. What's hiding in the bushes? Like, what is it that we all of us need to look at as a group? Again, you know, we all have a similarity together since we've synced in since the beginning. We've all become one consciousness. So what do we all need to look at here? What could possibly, you know, come up for us that would need for us to align with the law of forgiveness? Okay, so let's take a look at this. This might be an interesting reading given that mending is an actual card. So let's take, what do we need to look at? So two cards. Again, I'm going to just take one card here, and then what is the solution? What do we do? And another card. Okay, so I'm going to turn them over. Aha, there's a pattern here. Bingo. Okay, so deep knowing is the first one. So our intuition is our number one priority in this course. So that when we work with an oracle, our intuition tells us what's going on. So we know intuitively, this is true for us. We actually know. So when you do that homework, that written exercise, you're gonna know exactly who you resent. And it could be anything, institutions, it could be the government, it could be family members, it could be somebody from your past that insulted you and you never forgave them, or you know, you might be mad at yourself. Like, I'll give you an example. I'm so mad at myself for something that I did, and I never resolved it, because then instead of cleaning up my side of it, I started to resent the person, but I was really mad at me for having done the thing to begin with. So it's not their fault, right? I'm the one that said I would, right? And then I was like, why did I do that? Like, I'm sure you identify with this. This is a simple thing. So deep knowing is your intuition's gonna tell you. Your intellect won't, because you're gonna be probably bargaining with why you're right, right? So you know, you might have that list going, well, yeah, but they did that, so therefore why would I have to release that? Like, that is my story. I'm not gonna forgive that person or whatever. And remember, the forgiveness is for you, not them. Remember this. Okay, second card. Interesting, it's exchanging gifts in the protection. And when exchanging gifts come in protection, it talks about worthiness. So this brings all of us into this concept of, am I worthy of these things that I want to co-create? Am I worthy? It really hits us on that, you know, and looking back over our lives, because this also talks about the past, the law of forgiveness, about releasing and surrendering something from the past. So where have I cut myself off at the knees? You know, where have I made it impossible for me to move to the next level? Or where have I created my own glass ceiling because of the beliefs or ideas that I had about myself, because I'm still held hostage to the past? So this is going to be a really key way for us to look at this law of forgiveness. And again, the law of forgiveness is always about cleaning house. That's like, what do we need to clean house? Because we don't want to carry a burden with us. Why? Because if we go backwards to the law of magnetism and frequency, we're going to be sending that signal out to the universe asking for more of that. And our thinking, or the subconscious in the law of thought, is also part of the way that things are set in motion, right? That's how it gets set in motion. Everything goes in a circle. So what's our solution? Well, our solution is all about to the sea in protection. Our solution is to trust that our boat is not going to capsize. All right. So if we let go, and I talk about this in an earlier course that I taught, and for many people, it's about betraying your past because you become so attached to an old story that we actually feel that, oh, I better keep that going. What if I set myself free from that? You know, then how will my story change? And that's exactly what we want to do. We have to betray the old story of how you identified yourself with the law of forgiveness in order for you to be in that really open, infinite possibility that the next law addresses. So just in summary, and to remind you that these cards that I chose were for all of us as a group, but your cards are going to be distinctly individual to you. And these are check-ins. Like, you just want to check in. Am I in harmony with the universal law? Or what's hiding in the bushes that I'm not prepared, that I didn't know, or like that I didn't even know I set in motion? Ooh, I just want to stay in alignment. So all these readings are all about staying in alignment to manifest your desires. So when you do your cards, they're going to be different than mine. Maybe. We'll see. So just remember, you're going to do your written exercise. First, you have to come up with a list, right? And then you're going to see, you know, okay, what do I need to know about this? What's hiding in the bushes? You take your first two cards and then you ask for the solution. Like, what do I do? Right? How do I need to think differently in order for me? Because it always goes back to the law of thought. Think and do. All right. See you in the next one.